This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin a study of the question, who wrote the Bible? And as a background for that study from the Scriptures, I want to read a number of passages of Scripture. First of all, from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. And we have the word of prophecy made more sure, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of private interpretation. For no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but men spake from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit. Now that passage makes clear that the author of the Bible, even though there were many different writers of the various books of the Bible, that the author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit himself. Now let us turn and read from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. And then let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, where Paul expresses gratitude for the Thessalonian brethren because of their attitude toward the Word of God. And for this cause we also thank God without ceasing, that when you receive from us the word of the message, even the Word of God, ye accepted it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also worketh in you that believe. There are, of course, many people, even many religious people, who hold that the Bible is simply a collection of the writings of various men. But Paul expresses gratitude to the Thessalonian brethren that they accepted his message not as the word of men, but as the word of God. And now let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I shall begin reading with verse 9 and read through verse 13. But as it is written, things which eye saw not and ear heard not, and which entered not into the heart of man, whatsoever things God prepared for them that love him. But unto us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For who among men knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God none knoweth, save the Spirit of God. But we perceive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Spirit teacheth, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. Now note carefully that Paul makes clear that not only the thought involved in the Word of God is the Word of God, but the very words themselves. This, of course, is a very strong contradiction to the basic message, the basic contention of the modernists in the world today who hold that if indeed there is any inspiration in the Bible at all, that it is only in the thought and not in the actual words. But as we proceed through our study, we will come back to these passages which we have noted and go into them in more detail. But I want to raise the question, first of all, as to who did not write the Bible. It will be very helpful to us to see, as we think about some of the people who claim to have written the Bible, to see that they did not write the Bible. For instance, I know that although there are many atheists in the world today, not a single one of them had anything to do with the writing of the Bible. But since our time is up today, we must conclude our thoughts along that line and ask you to be with us tomorrow when we continue this study.